black girl. Evelina was my friend. Evelina ran away, Lord, I'll not see her again. Evelina ran away, Lord, I'll not see her again. To assist me with my sustenance and to clear myself of debt, I signed on as a housemaid with a preacher going west, with a preacher and his proud wife and his children. I was bound to be going o'er the prairie and sleeping on the ground, to be traveling o'er the prairie to build a western town. Oh, you eastern shores of Maryland, you can keep your factories and your brothels and your shipyards and your black slavery. Your brothels and your shipyards and your dark black slavery. It was westward through Missouri, on our way into St. Joe. We had crossed the Mississippi with 1,000 miles to go. With our oxen and our wagon wheels throwing dust into the air, that we came upon a colored girl with a kerchief around her hair. She was a handsome traveling colored girl. Her eyes were bright and her feet were bare. As she walked along, she gave no sign, nor did ask for charity. But her aspect, sad and weary, she turned around at me. Though her aspect, sad and weary, she turned a smile on me. What's your name there, little colored girl? And to whom do you belong? Sir, my name is Evelina. I am free to walk along. Well, if that is true, the preacher said, you may join our company. For a colored daren't travel, be she slave or be she free. Nor a colored daren't travel, however handsome she might be. And the preacher's wife, she gave a nod, though her eyes no kindness bore. And Evelina walked beside me to share my work and more. Evelina walked beside me for 100 miles or more. And the laundering, Evelina did her share. And the minding 7 children, and mending every tear. And though we talked some as we labored, of her home she would not tell, nor her family, nor her fortune, for a man to buy or sell. Not her family, nor her fortune, nor her hopes if all went well. And the preacher's gaze would often fall on her features dark and fair. And on Sundays he would watch her as we all knelt down in prayer. On Sundays he would bless her with his hand upon her hair. It was a cold midnight on the prairie, I awaken to a sound. Evelina stretched to reach me, but the preacher held her down. Then the next day, the preacher's wife took a belt and beat her raw. And then she took her belt to me to tell her what I saw. And then she took her belt to me, not breaking any law. And the preacher stood in silence as his wife in fury raged. Evelina, after nightfall, disappeared into the sage. Not a sound to mark her leaving, but the whispering prairie sage. Evelina was a black girl. Evelina was my friend. Evelina ran away, Lord, I'll not see her again. And in all the world, if I only could, I would search in every land. I would search out Evelina, and then I'd hold her hand. I would find my friend, and then again I'd hold.